Game on. Go.
You're welcome back to the program. They're into the third of at least 4 minutes of additional time. Switzerland won, Spain won. Switzerland absolutely out on their feet, down to 10 men. We'll check in with Alan in a second, but we are going to go to Mount Juliet and the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, from where Greg Allen joins us. Hiya, Greg.
Hi, Damien.
We have plenty to chat about. I suppose, let's start. The man that was atop the leaderboard yesterday, still atop the leaderboard, but quite a challenge rests in store for the weekend, we would hope.
Yeah, it's a pretty well bunched leaderboard, even though the leader is 13 under par, which is an astonishing halfway total. But it is a reflective of the fact that Mount Juliet is playing very, very easy. It's a course that was built nearly 30 years ago. In fact, it was 30 years ago that it opened in 1991. And it was 7,200 yards, and that was quite long back then, but it's no longer long anymore. And really, it's a par 70 for these guys. Two of the par fives are quite short. They could make those par fours without any great difficulty. And as a result, we have this 13 under par halfway total. But it's still astonishing to see 17 birdies made in 36 holes. It's like a birdie every second hole. But the player who's out front, the world number 91, Lucas Herbert, is a real star in the making. He's an Australian who's highly thought of. He's a part of their World Amateur Championship team that played in Carlton House just 3 years ago. And he's kicked on. He's a Dubai Desert Classic winner on the European Tour already. That was from last year. And now he's the leader here at halfway on 13 under par. Two shots clear of Andy Sullivan, who is a Ryder Cup player. The Englishman played in the 2016 matches in Hazeltine in America. Grant Forrest has come in, the Scot, with a round of 67 to join Sullivan on 11 under par, two off the lead. And Dale Whitnell, the world number 333 ranked player, the last man to make it into the field, is in fourth place on 10 under par. Interesting to see Richard Bland, the 48-year-old recent British Masters winner, who was the joint second round leader at the US Open and the oldest second round leader at the US Open just a few weeks ago. He's of the group on 9 under par. And that group also includes a man I might have mentioned as a possible winner in the preview on Wednesday, Christian Bezuidenhout of South Africa. So now you have to go to the Irish Challenge. It's not very numerous, but it is fairly interesting insofar as Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry have made the cut. And that was in some doubt after they shot rounds of 70 for Lowry and 72 for McIlroy yesterday. 67 for Rory today, 69 for Shane. And for Shane, like at one point after 12 holes, he was on 2 under par. That was outside the cut mark, but he finished with 3 birdies in the last 6 holes to make it on 5 under. He's 8 off the lead, but he's not without a chance, and he was really happy with the way that he battled back today to get himself into the tournament.
I'm proud of myself, how I battled. I hate playing golf on the cut mark, it's just not nice. You know, I would have been devastated in the car driving back to Dublin this evening if I had a miss, so nice to be here the weekend. And it was nice to actually get to a decent number, you know. Obviously, if it, you know, I would have made it on 300, but it was nice to get to 5, and that kind of gives me a little bit of a glimmer of hope where I can go out tomorrow and maybe shoot 5 or 6 under. Bit of bad weather, you never know what could happen, and you know, 10 under weekend is there, and hopefully I can go out and get it.
You know, you've been announced today as an Olympian for sure. You're going to make the team. And it's one of those things, you know, like boxers, athletes, swimmers, it's their life's ambition to be an Olympian. Golfers, perhaps, you know, the majors are the biggest thing. But Shane Lowry, Olympian, what does it mean to you?
It's weird when you say it, to be honest, because obviously, you know, growing up, didn't dream of being an Olympian, didn't dream of, you know, going to the Olympics, bringing home a medal. So now that I'm going to do it, you know, obviously my first and foremost, my goal is to go and win a medal and bring a medal home to Ireland. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Like I said yesterday, my brother caddying for me. So the two of us heading over there, it's going to be a, you know, very proud moment for both my parents, for all our family. And, you know, like I keep saying and I keep harping on about it, I'd give anything to bring a medal home to Ireland.
And that's Shane Lowry speaking to me a short while ago. So, of course, also officially announced on the Olympic team, the Olympic golf team today, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow on the women's side, but also Rory McIlroy, who'll be going to play in the men's event with Shane Lowry and McIlroy here, in with a chance on 5 under par like Shane, but they'll need a big round tomorrow, a low round tomorrow, either of them, to have a chance of being in contention come Sunday. McIlroy today, a bogey-free 67, which started actually with a tee shot into a fairway bunker. Right up the face of it, he was on his first hole, but he made birdie from there with some really beautiful wedge play to 5 feet, and he held the putt. That got him off and running, and a bogey-free round of 67. And he emphasised afterwards just how important it was to get that birdie on his first hole, a par 5.
With these sort of courses, par 72s, the way to keep momentum is by birdieing the par 5s. You know, and I did that on the first nine today, the back nine, and then, you know, I didn't do it on the next nine, and 3-putt 5, like, that was a real momentum killer. And then from there on in, it was just, you know, I scrambled a couple of times to make par and probably hit the wrong club on the 8 to that back pin. But, you know, overall, it was a better day.
67 that could have been a 64. Tomorrow, this is winnable from where you are because you're around for the weekend and 5 under.
Yeah.
But you need something lower than 67 probably over the weekend.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to need something, you know, at least the same, if not better, tomorrow to give myself a real chance. You know, the lead possibly going to get to 15, 16 by the end of tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. It depends on what weather comes in. So, you know, I need to get myself at least into double digits, I think, to have a chance.
That's Rory McIlroy in with a chance, 8 shots off the lead on 5 under par. Now, 2 shots further back, 10 off the lead, is Graeme McDowell, but he's not too worried about that. He's made his first cut in 4 events. He's missed his last 3 cuts. He's back to 167 in the world, formerly a world top 5 player, former US Open champion, former player who hold the winning putt in the Ryder Cup. It's a bit different for Graeme these days, and really to be around for the weekend is important for him as he seeks to get some confidence after a period in which he actually hasn't been playing nearly as badly as his scoreline have reflected.
You know, I've actually been playing all right the last 3 or 4 months, but I've been putting myself under so much pressure for no reason. So day like today's huge because it's just those little bit, you know, if you look at my confidence glass, it's you know, it's been in the dishwasher and it's dry. I need to start filling it up with some confidence and give myself that sort of belief in myself again a little bit, you know. So today was very important, and I need more of those, you know. One day doesn't make anybody, so I need more of these. I need to go back out there tomorrow, you know, make some birdies, get myself back in, you know, a position to make a check on Sunday.
That's Graeme McDowell, who will be around for the weekend on 3 under par. Looks like Cormac Sharman will also be around for the weekend. He's battled back great today after a round of 73 yesterday. 5 under for his round after 17 holes. He's done 4 under par, and he can even bogey the last and still be around for the weekend. So fingers crossed, it's no worse than bogeying the last for Cormac Sharman. 4 under par playing the 17th. But unfortunately, Ireland's best player in the first round, the teaching professional in Glasson in Athlone, Colin Moriarty, shot around today, just left him outside the cut mark, a 74, and unfortunately on 2 under par, it looks like Colin Moriarty is going to miss the weekend. But Lucas Herbert, the man to chase here, 13 under par, the leader by 2.
Greg, you mentioned the low scoring. What impact does that have on the perception or the standing of the event for the week? Like, do people look at it and think, you know, it's too easy, or is that largely an irrelevance? It's just still golfers competing against each other, and so be it what the scores are.
Well, I can go back to 2002 and tell you that Tiger Woods shot 25 under par to win the American Express World Championship on this very course with the equipment that was around in 2002, 19 years ago, which is vastly inferior to what's around now. And Woods only won by one stroke from Retief Goosen. So Mount Juliet has had a reputation since then of being possibly a bit easy, and that's unfortunate because when it was originally conceived and built, it was a fine course. I think 12 under par won the first Irish Open here in 1993. So, look, some players and some courses yield, you know, some players like making birdies and other players like having grind fests, like Graeme McDowell probably would prefer that it would be a 5 under par winning total come the weekend. But Mount Juliet is what it is. It's a big PGA style course in Ireland, and it's playing a bit shorter than it was designed to be played, because back in 1991, when it was designed, it was fairly long, but 7,200 yards for a par 72 is no longer a long course.
Greg, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for being with us. Greg Allen there. Should mention as well, Seamus Power, 6 under par at the Rocket Mortgage Classic on the PGA Tour, tied for 12th place. He's level par with 6 holes of his second round play. The lead there currently is at 10 under par, Wacken Neiman leading by 1 shot.